Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. The scribe's question. Now this is a very interesting section. Let me read the verse. One of the teachers of the law, a scribe, came and heard them debating, heard Jesus and the Sadducees discussing this question of the resurrection. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? Mark chapter 12 and verse 28, his question. Now, it seems to me that he was attracted to Christ. He overheard the conversation. He liked what he heard. He was impressed with Christ's answer. And that moved him to ask a question. Now, according to Mark, there's no thought here of any trickery or pretense or hypocrisy, as we've seen with the Pharisees and the Herodians, we've seen with the Sadducees. Here it seems to be a sincere question. But of course, we find in Matthew 22, verse 35, that the word testing is used. The man, the scribe, was testing Christ. But again, this is interesting. The word that's used to describe his action, to speak about his testing, is a word that can be used in a trickery sense, you know, that kind of approach. But it can also be a sincere searching after truth. Now, how do we take this? All the evidence seems to say to me that this man is sincere. He wants to know. He is attracted to Christ. He likes his definiteness. He likes his clarity. He likes his authority. And he's looking for an answer. Or maybe he wants to show his own knowledge. I don't know. There may be other motives here. But I don't see the insincerity or the trickery or the pretense, the hypocrisy of the other questioners. Now let's look at the question. By the way, the attitude is important, my friend. How we approach Christ, how we approach the Word of God, how we listen to preachers, how we react. You know, the preacher has his part, yes, and so on, but I have my part too. I have to approach in the right way. Am I sincere? Am I looking for self-display? Am I asking for a good reason? And so on. These are very serious questions. And this comes out here. But then the question itself is about the law and the commandments. He wants to know which is the greatest, the first, the foremost commandment, not just simply of the ten. So many people just talk about the Ten Commandments. There's over 600 commandments in the Old Testament, in the law. And he wants to know which is the greatest. Now, again, as I come back to his motive, we don't know why he wanted this. I'm not thinking in terms of trickery now, but what was his purpose here? He wants to get an answer from Christ. Is he has he got an analytical mind? Is he exploring this kind of thing? Strikes me as a rather intellectual approach, an academic man. He wants a logical answer. He wants a simplistic answer. This is what I see about the man. Can you just give me a soundbite here? Can you just give me something which is simple and a very easy answer for me to understand, very clear. People are always asking questions like that. They want a simplistic, straight answer. The separatists, John Smith and Mr. Johnson and so on at that time, the 1600s, early 1600s, late 1500s, they complained about the preachers who were logic chopping. And some puritanical preaching can be logic chopping and so on. We know from James chapter 2 that the whole law hangs together. You can't just chop the law into bits. You know, the Reformed people want to chop it into three big bits and throw two bits away for the new covenant and keep one. No, you can't do that. This is this man's approach. Now, this is a serious question for us, my friend. How do I approach Scripture? I agree with Lloyd-Jones. He was very much against academic examinations in Scripture. This is not the way to approach Scripture in academic learning. It's caused much harm in the Church of Christ. The Word of God is the Word of God, and it stands and falls together. I should be looking for it for food, for life, for power, for governance, for hope, for experience, for promise. Not just my head, but my heart and my life. How do I hear? How do I meditate? How do I apply? How do I work out the Scripture in my life? This man, for all his good points, noticing that Jesus had given a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? I do see here something lacking. I don't see the trickery, but I just wonder how much his life is governed by this Scripture. Let's put the best construction on it. We can, but we don't know. But for myself, am I treating the Bible as a textbook to master, like a mathematical theorem? Or do I want it to be the Word of God to me as it really is, and come to me with power and life? When I preach, do I want to see sinners saved and saints edified? Not just simply give out a lot of logic-chopping facts. May God give us grace in this. How we preach, how we hear, how we listen, how we apply, how we ask. These are searching questions.